McConnell, the White House says it's ready to negotiate. A candlelight vigil will be held in Beirut, where 1 week ago, an explosion shattered much of the city. The country's prime minister, along with several other government officials, have resigned. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat continues to be very intense, but the rain chances are going to start edging up a little bit each day. Today's high temperature near 96 with a heat index near 105. That's the danger level. Scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous this afternoon and this evening, but still random. They'll fade out tonight, low 76. But tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, I think the rain chances are a little bit higher. In fact, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Some locally heavy downpours for some lucky towns, and high temperatures will be in the middle 90s tomorrow and Thursday, and low 90s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. A 27-year-old woman is Montgomery's latest homicide victim, marking the city's 41st murder this year. Lisa Adair died in the hospital after she was shot in the 3200 block of Harrison Road Sunday night. There have been no arrests in this fatal shooting. If you have any helpful information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A double shooting in Montgomery last night sent two men to the hospital. Shots were fired just before 7 in the 3200 block of Cotton Street. Police say both men have non-life-threatening injuries. More charges have been filed against David Justice, a local businessman accused of child sex abuse. Blount County authorities have charged Justice with 20 additional charges of sex abuse of a child younger than 12 years old. Authorities are now pushing to have his bond amount increased. And those are some of your headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Did you know that one in two women and one in five men
will experience sexual victimization other than rape in their lifetime? One Place Family Justice Center provides 24/7 sexual assault forensic exams and a 24/7 crisis helpline for child and adult victims of sexual assault. If you are a victim of sexual assault and/or rape, we are here for you. Call our crisis hotline at 334-213-1227 or visit oneplacefjc.org.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. That's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket drawing. What's in the gift basket? Oh, I'll tell you what it is. It's $6 worth of goodies that you've been in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Go down and see what all they've got. They have watermelons. They've got great different fruits and things that they have. The fresh vegetables. They have the killer peas that are already picked, already shelled and everything, and people are taking those and they're making great stews and using them as a side dish. So get, and the peppers are great. Peppers are really good. And they have all sorts of things for you to, if you have people coming over, jams and different dip type things for you to use. So go by and see them at Sweet Creek Farm Market. It's the sweet, great place to be. Your 7 day a week farmers market on 231, just a little under 2 miles past the turn on Taylor Road. Let's go to our good friend from Mortgage Corporation of the South, the one and only, the pilot himself, John Williams. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, Dan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How was ground school yesterday?
Well, actually, it was really good. It was a combination of ground school and flying. It's one of those things. I've been a pilot for many years, and every 2 years you have to go for something called a biennial flight review.
Right.
And that's where they just make sure you're still up to speed on what you're supposed to be doing, and it's a great, great experience. I look forward to it every 2 years. I always learn something new. Just when you think you know everything, you don't.
Are you a multi-engine IFR or what?
I am IFR, and I'm not multi-engine, but I can be, but no use in doing that. I can't afford a multi-engine airplane. So.
I hear that.
No more than I can afford a Boeing 737. So.
There you go. Both in the same category. That's interesting.
Pretty much. Yeah, so I've been listening to the show. Things are sounding good, and I trust that you're feeling good today. Everything going good?
I'm feeling great. I've got a doctor's appointment. I'll be leaving the show a little bit early to go get an echocardiogram, but other than that, I'm feeling great.
Good. Well, I'll tell you what, we have our money winner that's going to be coming in. The young ladies in the office have been coordinating that. Going to be coming in, I believe it is tomorrow.
Good.
I'll be happy to provide some photographs and post them on our Facebook page and all that, if all that works out. So a lot of fun there. In fact, one of the young ladies asked me today, she's like, okay, well, got a question for you, and I'm sure this was between you and Dan, and I'm sure you talked about it. We're almost out of these $50 gift cards. Shall I go get more? I said, absolutely. She says, well, how long are y'all going to do that? I said, probably long as I'm alive.
I like that. I like that a lot. Let me tell you something. One of the winners sent back to me on Facebook and said that you made her a celebrity.
That's, really, now?
Yeah, that she's a star because of the Facebook post that you did.
Well, we did a Facebook post, and you know what? I think all of our customers are celebrities. They should be stars.
They are.
Because I tell you, you have some great listeners. We have wonderful customers, I'll tell you that. And there's a lot of them that I've met over the last 25 years, that's for sure. But I will say this, your listeners, your base out there is tremendous. That's just some of the best people that I have met. I mean, that with all sincerity. They're great folks, and they certainly love you. So that's kind of where we are. Mortgage Corporation of the South, we are the mortgage and loan center on top of the mountain in Wetumpka. And folks, I will promise you this, don't ever forget this, as long as you live, don't forget this. Mortgage Corporation of the South, MCS, We are different than any other mortgage company. Let me say that one more time. We are different than any other mortgage company. How are we different? Well, we're different because with most mortgage companies, you've got to have really good credit. And the round pegs have to fit in the round holes and the square pegs and square holes. Okay, well, with Mortgage Corporation of the South, it's not always that way. Now, if you have perfect credit, oh, that's great. Those are those round pegs. They fit those round holes all day. We offer pre-approval loans to buy a home. We offer pre-approvals in about an hour to refinance one in most cases. We're here for you if you have great credit. But where we really shine, folks, is for those people who do not have perfect credit. Let's say you've had a few bumps and bruises along the way, but you have equity. You have equity in that home, that mobile home with land, or even that big tract of land. It might be 100 acres or something that you own out there, or even your automobile. We're here to lend you the equity that you've built up in your property so you can get your hands on that money and guess what? Rebuild your credit at the same time.
I like that.
So that's what we do. That's what we do. So we'll move on from there and say, I have to catch my breath here because I talk so much. The make your next move. Make your next move your best move. Call MCS, that new number that we got for everybody so easy. 567-9000, 567-9000, right here in Wetumpka, 567-9000. And as Dan mentioned, check us out on Facebook, Mortgage Corporation of the South. You'll see our post. We do them just about daily. Our company NMLS number is 232876. Equal housing lender, and as always, it's been a blast, and carry on with that great show.
John, I want to thank you for helping out the audience members and helping me out also. I keep telling the people, I'm a financial guy, I haven't seen rates like this ever, and this is absolutely amazing, and this is a golden opportunity for refinance, and house sales are off the charts right now, so you need to call John at 567-9000.
That's absolutely right. They are very, very low, and we don't know how long they'll last or if we'll ever see them again. And so, yes, seize the opportunity. Talk to you again tomorrow, my friend.
Thanks, John. I appreciate you, buddy. You have a good one. Bye. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's see. Tom Cotton? No, we finished Tom Cotton.
We did the first one.
We did the first one. Yeah. We're going to move to Trey Gowdy.
We did trade.
We did all of Trey Gowdy too. Mm-hmm. We need to do. Oh, I know. Again. We need to do Tom Blevin from Real Clear Politics. He's going to be talking about the Biden's VP pick. He's a co-founder. Listen to him.
I want to bring in Tom Blevin, co-founder and president of Real Clear Politics. Nice to see you, Tom. So you got
good to be with you, Bill.
You got the floor. Who's it going to be?
Well, look, if I was a betting man, I'd probably go with the favorite, Kamala Harris, just because she represents, I think, checks all the boxes and is the least risky choice. She has the stature being a senator. She's vetted from running her presidential campaign. And I think Biden is risk averse. I don't think he wants to take a big risk. I don't think his folks think he needs to take a big risk at this point, given where he stands in the polls. So if I was a betting person, I would probably go with Kamala Harris because she's a favorite. But, you know, this is all about trying to generate some tension, some excitement about this, which is why you see, you know, even some of the Biden folks are peddling some disinformation. You've got Gretchen Whitmer flying out. You've got Susan Rice selling stock. So all these things are. I think, part of that process where they don't want this to just be a half-day story that comes and goes and lands with a thud. They want there to be some excitement around Joe Biden's selection.
I think that's going to be one of the mistakes. They are thinking that these polls that they're looking at, that they're talking about, particularly the registered voter polls, are real. And they're not realizing that 100% of registered voters don't vote. It's a question of what percentage votes and what percentage out of the Democratic category, independent category, and Republican category vote.
And as you pointed out, just saying I am likely to vote isn't proof of it. What do people do? You look at voting history? Right?
Yeah, what Dick Horson would do is a likely voter was if you voted 3 out of 4 last elections, including primaries, then you were a likely voter. You voted for her, you were a very likely voter. He would take 2 out of 4 depending on what age you were and what the circumstances were. But he had a real knack for identifying people, and then he would carry them on, and he would poll the same 10,000 people. He would just do a sampling of, say, 600 at a time, and they would come out of different groups to see if they changed their mind. That's what he was looking for. Did you become, go from, I don't know, to I'm, you know, here now, or I'm for Jimmy Carter now, I'm for Ronald Reagan,
right,
that kind of stuff. And it was a very effective. He had it nailed in 80 and 84, and nobody had it nailed like Dick Wortham did. I mean, we knew the night before the election that Reagan was going to just, he was going to be big. We knew the day of the election, he was going to be a landslide. And boy, you could feel it within the press and the staff. I mean, it was, because I'll never forget the night of before the election, the press, we took him to his Bel Air house. And we go in, the staff goes in, and he kind of thanks us, and then we leave. And when we're leaving to go get on the buses and vans, the press are singing "Good Night, Mr. President." That's the night before the election.
Hmm.
That was pretty big. That was pretty big.
Wow.
Yep, told us a lot. And when you get people like Sam Donaldson singing "Good Night, Mr. President," you know you're kind of there. Okay, so this is Tom Bevin on Joe Biden's VP pick, and he's going to go through all of them to get to the VP. Listen in.
Tom, do you give any credence to those who say what's taking you so long? I mean, do you think this has taken more time than usual, or do you think it matters during COVID times?
No, I think it does. I think the Biden campaign, frankly, made a mistake by giving this timeline and saying we're going to do it, you know, a week ago, and then having to postpone it. That never looks good. It always raises questions about what's going on behind the scenes. And to Jackie's report, I do think this, the way that we've seen the sort of vicious infighting and the opposition research that has been dumped on each of these women as their names have risen in the rankings, speaks to the fact that this pick is important, not only in the short term because of, you know, questions about Biden and his age and all that, but because it represents really the bridge to the future of the Democratic Party. And so the stakes are very, very high for all those constituencies that are, you know, again, putting pressure on Biden behind the scenes.
But the point he always makes is that, you know, I mean, I was vice president for 8 years, and I had to have a good relationship with the president and vice versa. Who on that panel of women do you think he has the best relationship with?
I think it's Susan Rice. I mean, he worked with her in the White House. By all accounts, they had a warm relationship. They used to socialize and talk about all sorts of things. And so I think among those folks on the list, he's most familiar with, most comfortable with, Susan Rice, and certainly as a member of the administration as well. They sort of shared the same values and the same agenda in terms of, you know, working for Barack Obama.
Would you put Elizabeth Warren in that same category or not?
I don't think you can count her out at this point. I don't think she has the same warm and fuzzy relationship with Joe Biden that Susan Rice does.
But of course, neither does Kamala.
She does indeed, and that's one of the reasons that I think she remains one of the only women on the shortlist that is not a woman of color, because she does energize the base, and she's proven that she is. She can raise money. She can get people excited about being part of that ticket.
But boy, after that letter that Peter Ducey talked about, and has been talked about among the 100 black men leaders, Elizabeth Warren would do nothing but make them mad. And some of these people have got podcasts that have got millions of followers. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What would best benefit the Millbrook community now and in the future? I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and this is the question that I ask myself when I'm making decisions that affect all Millbrook citizens. Millbrook has experienced tremendous growth over the past 24 years. We've grown from 6,000 people to approximately 20,000 people. Our revenues have increased from $2 million to $15 million. We've worked hard to create a better quality of life, to keep our community safe, and increase economic growth and development. I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and I'm asking for your vote on August 25th.
Paid political by Al Kelly Campaign Committee.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add Whole Home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow. Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
5033.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, let's double back around to Tom Cotton. And Tom Cotton is going to talk about Susan Rice. Wait till you hear what Tom Cotton says about Susan.
Talk about who could be running with the vice president. You believe that Susan Rice, Kamala Harris, Karen Bass, they're all finalists. Elizabeth Warren is a finalist. You have the governor of Michigan is a finalist. Would Susan Rice trouble you?
Susan Rice was the typhoid Mary of the Obama administration foreign policy. Every major debacle in President Obama's tenure, Susan Rice was right in the middle of. Like, look at China. She consistently counseled appeasement towards China. She commanded that our military leaders in the Pacific not raise China's efforts to militarize the South China Sea and create bases out of rocks in the water to extend the range of their planes and their missiles. She was right in the middle of the Iran nuclear deal. She counseled appeasement of Russia going into the 2016 election. And then after the election, she was at the center of spying on the Trump campaign and unmasking American citizens who had been caught up in that dragnet. You know, most nominees face the jury of the American people. Susan Rice would be the first one to potentially face a grand jury as well.
Tom Cotton, there, whap!
There you go.
I like that. Cotton's getting better. He is so improved in this last year, and I was a little skeptical of him a couple of years ago, but he's really kind of gotten it down now, and obviously is very well liked by a whole bunch of current and past senators. Now Tom Cotton's going to talk about his op-ed on China.
All right, you wrote this op-ed on FoxNews.com if folks want to go and read it, but the title is China's sanctions won't affect me much, but we'll never stop fighting for CCP's victims. So China, we sanction China, individuals in China, 11 Americans are sanctioned by China, and you are one of them. Why did you write this op-ed, and what's the message?
Yeah, Ainsley, I guess since China sanctioned me yesterday, I will have to cancel my long-planned second honeymoon in Wuhan.
Right.
But in the end, China is not coming for me. I'm just in the way. I'm in the way of all the people I defend, whether it's the millions of Americans who have died or gotten sick or lost their job because of the Wuhan coronavirus, or the millions of factory workers whose jobs have been sent to China, or the millions of Chinese people, whether they're Hong Kongers or Tibetans or Uyghurs in northwest China who are facing a high-tech communist tyranny. China is sanctioning me because I am standing up to that communist tyranny. And if Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party think what I've done so far warrants a sanction, let me just say they ain't seen nothing yet.
Attaboy, Tom. He is the definitely the leader in the anti-communist party versus China one, and meaning the people. And he's doing really well with it. It's working for him. And he's getting a lot of kudos among conservatives that want to see us decouple from China. And I'm one of those, by the way. But he's somebody to keep an eye on. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of role he plays in a Trump 2 administration. Hopefully there will be one. Now, Karl Rove, now I apologize right off the bat. This is not me. This is something that's going on with Karl Rove's house. He's going to be talking about something that is very interesting to a former presidential advance man, and somebody who's done 5 conventions, of doing the acceptance at Gettysburg. Now, I have surveyed Gettysburg as a potential site one time, very familiar with the property. But it's interesting some of the things he says here.
Well, President Trump says he wants to give his convention acceptance speech either from the White House or at the site of the Civil War battle in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. The president floated the idea yesterday, setting off a heated debate on both sides of the aisle. Karl Rove is the former White House Deputy Chief of Staff under President George W. Bush. He is also a Fox News contributor. He joins us now. Karl, always good to see you. So it's either the White House or Gettysburg. Both apparently are controversial. Some saying the White House is the people's house and should not be used as a campaign backdrop. And then you have Bill Kristol, not necessarily a fan of the president, in fact, not at all, saying this about Gettysburg, quoting here, Trump speaking at Gettysburg, the good news, one, the prospect is more ludicrous than sickening. Two, the presumptuousness of the choice of location will backfire. Three, the world will little note nor long remember what Trump says there. And your thoughts, Karl?
Well, I do think there's a problem having the acceptance speech at the White House, which is the people's house and generally kept apart from politics. But in 2000, on his way to the Republican National Convention in Philadelphia, then Governor of Texas George W. Bush made several talks along the way, which were broadcast on successive nights of the convention. And the night before he gave his acceptance speech, he appeared at Gettysburg. Now, he didn't appear on the battlefield itself. There's private property right next to the battlefield. And my recollection is that he appeared on private property overlooking the battlefield. So you could see the monuments in the distance. But there is a difficulty appearing on national park land to do a political event. You have to go through certain processes, maybe difficult to do. But there is private land near Gettysburg. So if the president decided to accept his nomination of his party, he could do so on private land overlooking the battlefield.
I don't know what was going on at Karl Rove's house, but that dinging is only in the first section here. It's kind of interesting. I think one of the best overall speeches that Donald Trump has given was Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
I thought that was outstanding. And I'm trying to think in my head how he could replicate that, because Mount Rushmore was the backdrop, and then they were using the blue stage and the bulletproof safety stuff where he was, but it looked good and it sounded great. I mean, I love the fact that you had Mount Rushmore over the top of his head. I'm not sure what you do in Gettysburg. There are statues, but I know the land that he's talking about and how far away, because you want what's called a compressed shot where you have a picture of Trump talking and then whatever you want to view in the background, unless what you're doing is you're not trying to depend on ABC, NBC, CBS to take it. What you're doing is you're speaking and then you're doing snapshots of Gettysburg, like the graveyard, that's there, which is some, to say the least. The cannons and the ramparts that are there that are very, very impressive. And you're looking, you have one group of cannons on one hill, one group of cannons on the other hill, and you can see each other. And you start thinking about what that battle was like. It was like, man, these guys were close.
Right.
Appomattox is even closer by a long shot. Now, this was before they had the direct bore cannonball, where it was a shell versus a ball. And because when I went there, I got the full Cook's tour of everything. It's an impressive place. But if he could meld in video into that and pull in some other battle scenes and some other historic times in our history and pull that in video, using the words that he was using for Mount Rushmore, I think that could actually be very, very effective, particularly what you can do in a convention, which is where Morning in America, several of the pieces we play here, that's what we used in 1984, and it was very effective. Because your tune-in rate should be pretty high for this thing, and I dare the ABC, NBC, CBS not to take it out of spite. So they have a golden opportunity here. They have a golden opportunity to really hit some big, big notes here. I'm past doing them. Let me go to a break. Coming back with more Carl Rowe and others right after this.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Mexico.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat continues to be very intense, but the rain chances are going to start edging up a little bit each day. Today's high temperature near 96 with a heat index near 105. That's the danger level. Scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous this afternoon and this evening, but still random. They'll fade out tonight, low 76. But tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, I think the rain chances are a little bit higher. In fact, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Some locally heavy downpours for some lucky towns, and high temperatures will be in the middle 90s tomorrow and Thursday, and low 90s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. See, I've got my brother Gritz back from the beach. I'm sure he and Mary Foy had a wonderful time. My brother is made for the beach. I've never seen anybody get as much pure enjoyment out of going to the beach as my brother. He can find a bar faster than anybody. Button alleys or whatever, wherever. I mean, he knows how to find those places. Let's continue on with Carl Rove.
What about those who say that, you know, using park rangers as political window dressing would be in bad taste, Carl?
Well, and if you do it on private land, you don't need park rangers. I mean, you surround yourself with veterans, or you surround yourself with people who have benefited from his policies, or you surround himself with people that he wants to, like in a State of the Union address, honor and describe to the American people. So I don't think that, that you need to, just because you're overlooking a battle.
In Birmingham has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Central Lowndes County until 2:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 1:37 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located over Mosses and is nearly stationary. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Mosses, Haneville, Whitehall, Gordonville, and Beechwood. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 2:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following county, Lowndes, Alabama.
Down this way, they need a net gain of 3 if Joe Biden wins the presidency, and a net gain of four if he does not. Your thoughts on this?
Well, we always knew it was going to be a challenging year for the Republicans, because they've got 23 seats up, and some of them are in states like Maine and Colorado, that were lost by the Republicans in the 2016 presidential election. I think it's very much up in the air. It's going to depend upon, in large part, the quality of the campaigns that are being waged by the individual Republicans. And it's also going to depend upon the president's standing in states like Arizona and Iowa and Montana, North Carolina and Georgia that he won 4 years ago. If he wins them again, then the Republicans stand a good chance of holding those seats. The Democrats have two seats that are up this year that they're at risk. One is largely considered gone. That's the Alabama seat held by Doug Jones. And the other one that's at risk is Michigan. So the Republicans have, they can gain a little, but they got to be careful to make sure they don't lose enough to turn the Senate, the last line of defense for President Trump, over to the Democrats.
So let's rehash that. So you have Arizona McSally, you have Cory Gardner, Colorado, you have Tom Tillis, North Carolina, you have Susan Collins in Maine. I'm not sure about Susan Collins. The problem is, can Trump convince his supporters, which are huge, and matter of fact, they'll win one congressional district in Maine to get one delegate from Maine. They potentially could win all of Maine, but not likely. The coastal area of Maine is very different than the interior of Maine. It's much more like Alabama, much more like middle America. The coastal, Kennebunkport and all that, that's rich elite from Massachusetts that retire there and live there and commute back to other places. But McSally, I think they're going to pull McSally out, even though some of the polling numbers are a little off on her. And Tom Tillis, definitely I think they're going to pull that out. I've looked at several polls on him. They're all Richter voter polls. They're a knockoff from the presidential poll, and they have it weighted wrong. I shared with y'all the North Carolina, what percentage are Democrat, Independent, Republican that get out and vote, and they don't even have the percentage right of who went out and vote, not to mention the percentage within the party. So I think Tom Tillis might be okay. Collins, I'm not so sure. The Trump people are not happy with her. And so Trump may can heal then say, her winning her seat is more important than y'all not voting for her. And then I think Doug Jones is a goner.
Well, and you can remind folks of a pretty crucial role she played both in the Kavanaugh hearing and the impeachment. So she did a good job in both of those.
Yeah, but there's some other stuff she does. Yeah. If she would just sit down and be quiet, she'd be fine. But not so much there. Okay, so now let me move into, we're running through these pretty fast here. Let's pick up Bill Barr. This was Bill Barr on Sunday. It aired on Sunday. It was actually recorded before that with Mark Levin. He is going to be talking about the media and coverage of different things, such as protesters. Listen in.
We're talking about the media. You don't really get a fair break in the media, do you? Plus, we have these citizen reporters who have these videos of these events, which are quite different than what we get a lot of times from the media, which seems to be sort of censoring the violence. No?
Absolutely. They are projecting a narrative. When the word narrative came into currency, I knew we were in trouble, because the word narrative really suggests that there's no objective truth. There's no real story of what happened. It's just everyone has their own narrative. And you get to then the press can justify presenting a story that doesn't really correspond to objective truth, but it's our narrative. We have a narrative. You have a narrative. I've been appalled at what's on this violence, because it's happening right out in the streets. Anyone with eyes can see what's happening. They see the violence. They see these groups of agitators in their black outfits and their helmets and their shields, which incidentally have the hammer and sickle on them most of the time, rushing the police, causing violence, throwing rocks, the people showing up with the rocks and the frozen bottles. That's happening. That's happening in front of people. You don't see it on any of the national news. You don't see it on the networks. You don't see it on the other cable stations. And yet you hear about these peaceful demonstrators. So it's a lie. The American people are being told a lie by the media.
That's strong. Bill Barr, I love the heck out of this guy. Love Jeff Sessions, but I cannot imagine what the Trump administration would be if Bill Barr would have been there day one.
Oh,
absolutely. I think it would be vastly different.
Yes.
Vastly different. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday.
Thank you. Bill Barr is so calm and collective about everything. It's unique, you know what I mean?
Well, the other thing I really like about him, the way he intellectualizes stuff. He really knows how to get down to the granular parts of things and really take it apart.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's got the mechanics of the laws worked out, and he knows what he's talking about. And he's not going to be sidetracked, and he's not going to be emotionally distracted either. So, He's definitely, we would be in a different world if he'd been there from the start. Karl Rove to me is nobody. He was wrong about everything on the last election. He's a never-Trumper. He was wrong about all of his predictions. I don't know why the man still got a job. You know what I mean? I don't take anything he says with any credibility. What makes you think he has any, or you just play it back as clips?
I think Karl Rove has learned something from his mistakes. And people that know him, that I know, say that he was seeing everything through institutional Republican eyes. He now understands the new Republican concept of things, kind of the Trump path. And he didn't understand that in the past. He totally messed up and 2012, and he didn't realize what a bad job Mitt Romney or John McCain were doing, and he didn't take some real obvious things. You know, people forget that on October the 1st, 2008, the stock market from October the 1st to November the 5th dropped 30%. That's 30% in 5 weeks. Now, we just had a 30% drop from March into April here. And you guys remember what that 30% felt like.
Mm-hmm.
John McCain and George Bush administration screwed it up, and it was their fault, basically, because they didn't pay attention. And John McCain got chicken of the whole thing. But that's what got Barack Obama elected. And then Mitt Romney is what got Barack Obama elected the second time.
Absolutely. And just goes to show how good our president is now. We're up and running pretty good, and I think by Christmas time, this economy is going to be doing very, very good. On another quick note, what is your impression of the government resigning in Beirut? And I know that's off subject right now.
No, that's fine. That's fine. It's the people are mad, and we screwed up.
Yes. Yes. Oh man, yeah, and just to all walk out. But this leaves a country with all kinds of crazy stuff going on with it, with no leadership. And what do you think this, quote, vacuum is going to bring about?
That's a very interesting question, and I've already started a dialogue with Dr. Sorensen. I think it's a little early right now to bring him in, because when I bring him in, I want to actually bring him probably into the studio, because what people don't realize is in Beirut, where this explosion happened in this port, the grain depot that is right there where this thing blew up just got decimated, and all the grain was just fried. And so they're about to have a real food issue. And and hungry, those folks, when they get hungry, that you better watch out.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very, very volatile situation, and I was going to ask you when Sorensen was going to come on, because we really haven't had that much focused on the Middle East, but this certainly brings it about, and there's a lot of speculation that the Israelis better really watch that ammonia plant in Haifa. They said, Yank will need a nuclear bomb if a terrorist gets hold of that place, because they predict 80,000 people could die.
Well, I tell you, another thing is that there's some real opportunity in Lebanon for the way we and other countries react to this thing. I think there's a real opportunity that Hezbollah has squandered a whole bunch of stuff, and Iran has not been helpful to the whole thing, and a lot of the problems that they're suffering because of the underpinnings are gone has a lot to do with Hezbollah and Iran's influence.
And Lebanon is a very mixed society.
Absolutely.
Christian, Jewish, both kinds of Muslims. It's a good bit different from some of the other countries in that area.
Absolutely,
it?
And it's very eclectic and very intellectual. I had a very good friend when I was in Washington who was from Lebanon, and he had only been in D.C. for like 10 years. And some of the things he told me about Lebanon were just amazing.
And yes.
The different
great attributes.
They are a very intellectual, eclectic part, a real gem on the Middle East until the Beirut bombing in 1983.
This is true. Well, gentlemen, y'all have a good afternoon. It's getting a little cloudy out here. I hope we get a sprinkle because we sure could use it.
There you go. We're top on chat. Have a great day.
Thank you.
We'll be back. More Bill Barr. After this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
No matter what you are.
272-9228 is where we are.
I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl. Ooh, girl.
I thought it was going to rain yesterday. It never showed up.
No matter what you do, I will always.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be Hamburger Night. Ben is here. Carry out.
Won't you tell me what
sitting on the deck. Benji at the knee. Fountain in the background. Possum's doing the possum dance. Wondering where Benji is. Let's continue on with Bill Barr. Really, really, really like this guy.
Or maybe you'll see it rarely, so they can cover themselves and say, see that? But if you don't look fast, you missed it. But you're exactly right. I find the best coverage right now are these brave citizen reporters who go in there with their iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them get their brains beaten out.
Mm-hmm.
They get horribly beaten. And sometimes you'll have situations where the mayor has told the police to stand down and they're getting beaten and nobody's there to defend them. And it's an amazing thing to watch the media here. You would think the media will be defending even citizen reporters with their iPhones and so forth. But they're not. Do you think the media, and I've written about this myself, but do you think the media has become so ideological that it's just utterly unreliable, particularly some of these cable shows?
Well, it's reliable. It's reliable for being partisan nowadays, I think. You know, as you and I know, the First Amendment applied to every individual citizen. This was the day of the pamphlet, and everyone's speech is the same. What we're talking here about corporations that are in the media business, and there are a few of them, and they all pretty much toe the party line. The difference in content in terms of the news reporting is you know, all the same. I like it when Fox goes through some of the reporting of each channel, how they use exactly the same phraseology and same talking points, and that's what you see. It's become extremely monolithic, and it's wedded in many ways to the Democratic Party. It's a partisan press, largely.
Well, it is a arm of the Democrat Party, and interesting part is there have been some new surveys and things out. The believability of the press is at rock bottom. Rock bottom. And the believability in the folks that are leadership in the different parties, but mainly Democrat, but both Republican also, they're not being believed at all. And they now they're saying that they believe that the press is intentionally lying to them. Intentionally. I'm talking about a 72% level.
Well, they all
have. That's yeah, exactly. When you're right, you're right. Let me go to Ellis. Ellis, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey. Good afternoon.
How are you?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good. Hey, did you see that? It's been several weeks ago, but that black reporter in one of the cities, I can't remember because they all run together in my mind now, was stabbed by the Antifa demonstrator. It was a black, like, you know, Barr was talking about. Just, you know, a street reporter, a local reporter.
I did see that.
Blogger. You didn't?
I did. Well, I did see
oh,
that.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. And they barely reported on that.
Yeah. And they go and stab the guy who goes and puts his arm around him.
Yeah.
The guy takes a knife, sticks it in his stomach, goes five yeah. inches down. And the guy's sitting there and he's done. The guy goes, dude, you stabbed him.
Yeah, yeah. All caught on video. Nothing done. I mean, and then they did an interview with the you know, the reporter. And nothing was done, ever done. And still nothing has been done.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they arrested the guy for something else, maybe, I think. I don't know, but, you know, they probably...
Well, it turned out he had a criminal record.
Oh, okay, so it went for the stabbing. Okay.
Yeah. So see, all the other things he did.
Yeah. Well, I watched Trump's news conference on, was it Friday,
mm-hmm.
press conference, and he did say he was sending, you know, planes and physicians and food and stuff to Beirut to
right.
help the people,
right.
which is good. I thought that was great. But, yeah, I couldn't believe that explosion. When I saw it, I go, what in the world? It's like a small nuclear explosion is what it looked like.
Well, and what's happened is it was so big, it really has messed up their infrastructure of different
yeah.
things. And so, you know, despite what you think, parts of Beirut are very modern and have a lot of, you know, their, for example, one of the problems that they have is their fiber has been messed up because of this whole thing. So there are
right.
sections that have a lot to do with banking in Beirut, which is, that's a big business there. They're not able to function like they were. They're bringing in satellites to uplink their data so they can get out.
Yeah, that's good. Wow. But anyway, pray for those people, I swear.
Absolutely.
That was just crazy and tragic, you know. But God bless y'all. God bless America. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Thanks for someone calling, Ellis.
Gonna
be back.
Gonna
be back after the top of the hour break.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What you do, I will always be.